Okay, this is Perak Beis Hilchos Mamrim. Continuing halachas that have to do with what the power that Beis Din has. Halacha Aleph, Beis Din Gadol Shadar Kibachas Ben Amidos. When Beis Din uses the power of working out halachas based on the principles given over at Sinai, Kibimach Nir Benam, which I didn't kach v'dan odin. And so they come to a certain conclusion to halacha so and so, and that's how they paskin. Vamanachar and Beis Din Acher. Now let's say another court comes along. The Nir Lo Tam Acher Listerosa. Right, and they found a reason to contradict the first Beis Din, Hareza Soser. They could do so, but Don could be much nearer enough, and they follow the Pesachas. Makes sense to them. Memar El Shofet Shevei Mahem, Inachol Chayev Leches El Achar Beis Din Shevedorcha. Right, so the halacha, the Torah seems to indicate that you only follow a Beis Din of your own door, or your own generation. Lach Beis Din Shevedorcha Zero Takana Takana Vinigu Menag Pachu Dabar Chol Yisrael. So Beis Din comes up with some sort of law or edict or some sort of custom, and it spreads throughout the entire Jewish nation. Now another court then comes along, and they want to nullify the first court's edict, to again undermine that which was decreed previously. And they can't do so. They can't do so until they're greater than the first in both wisdom and in amount. However, let's say they are greater in one and not the other. Okay, then they can't do so. Feel about all time, right? Even if the reason doesn't make sense anymore, there is a reason. That's why they instituted the original Beis Din Institute, the Takana doesn't apply. Oeskino, or they made Takana, in Akron, behold, Vatal, they can't, later ones can't Vatal it, can't nullify it until they're greater. How can they be greater than them? Minyan, in number? What does that mean? Oh, the Obezin, because the Supreme, the High Court always had 71 judges. Let me knock on your door. She's scheming with Kibul Adavar, Shamar Beis Din, and other Chachamim. So this is referring to the number of Chachamim in the generation who agree and accept that which is what it called given over by Sanhedrin without going against it. But Gilmed Bar Roman is a vibe advarim shulo osrosan. These are things that they didn't create Isser for. Could he lasso siyag l'Torah in order to create safeguard for the Torah? Ela kishar dini Torah. Rather, they are like other halachas. So Adavar Shamar Beis Din, Zorav Osan, lasso siyag. But if this is a halacha that Beis Din set up to create a guard, in pacha b'Yisrael m'chol Yisrael, if the Esther spreads to all the Jewish nation, in Beis Din gadol acher yachol akron latiron. So no other court can go ahead and uproot them. Matir afilu ha'yad gadol b'noshonim, even if it's greater than the first one. Lachadala. Now, what Beis Din can do is they can do something called harosh shah. They can temporarily suspend halacha. Afi shukatam b'noshonim, even if they are smaller in stature than the originals. Right, so these halakhas can't be considered more stricter than the words of the Torah itself. Right, excuse me, Torah, because even if something is Torah itself, Beis Din can go ahead and suspend it temporarily. Kate, so what's an example? Beis Din, so Beis Din sees that it's important to go ahead and strengthen the faith of Bnei Yisrael. And to create a safeguard, creation of Yavaram Torah, so the people don't violate the Yisroel. Makim Moshe look it in. So they go ahead and punish, even though the Torah didn't say this mandates a punishment. However, they can't set this up permanently. Baruch Shalach and say this is the halacha. So too, Bechini Rol, if you show the Batal Mitzvah say, Lavar Mitzvah say, so too, if they see temporarily to suspend a positive commitment or to override a negative one, they lock the Rabbah Mudas in order to bring people back into the fold, or to save the Jewish people from stumbling another area, they do based on what is necessary for the moment. So just like a doctor will chop off a limb in order to save the patient, so to speak, so the rest of the patient can live. So too, the court goes ahead and suspends halacha temporarily. But they can suspend it, so they'll keep all the halachas. And in a similar way, Beis Din can come along. They came along and they suspended one Shabbos, right, in order to keep the rest of the Shabboses. The Beis Din does see fit to go ahead and create a decree, or an edict, or lahanik minag, or to create a custom. So they have to think about it and determine if most of the people can accept it. Oh, you may fall mamod, or if they can't. Lolomain goes with Xerah Tibor, and they can never, in general, or always, they can never make Xerah. Only if the majority of people can accept it. Lachavav Rachel Gazer, Beis Din Xerah. Let's say Beis Din does make Xerah, but Dimush Rova Kali Chol Namaba, and they conclude that most of the people can accept it. But after Shagazura, after they make that takana, typical Amba, right? The people basically did not, so to speak, spread and accept it. It didn't spread properly to most of the Jews. It's naturally nullified. They don't have to force people to accept it. Let's say the Chum issued a decree and it did spread among Jewish people. And it lasted for many years. After a long period of time, another Bezin came along. They checked among the Jewish people. They saw that this decree is no longer kept by most people. They have the right to go ahead and cancel it. Even if this new court is less than the previous court. Anytime a court releases two decrees, so to speak, they should not rush, speed ahead to go ahead and do a third. Okay, Bezin has the ability to issue a decree and make something that is usher for generations. They can go ahead and matir something temporarily to permit something temporarily that's usher. What does it mean when the Torah says you can't add or subtract from the Torah? Right? So they can't add to that which is written in the Torah or to subtract from it or to set it up for generations, whether it's the written law or the oral law. Okay, so what's an example? So it says in the Torah, you cannot cook a kid in its mother's milk. Right? So we learn from the halacha is you can't cook milk and meat together. It doesn't matter if the animal is the best skin or not. But when it comes to chicken, that's permitted midoraisa to cook with milk. Said the Bezin came along and said undomesticated meat and milk together is permitted. That's gorea. That's taken away. But if they prohibit chicken, gedi, and they say it's considered part of the category of gedi, what the Torah refers to, who also minatara, and therefore it's in us midoraisa, that's adding. But if they say that no, really chicken's usur is mutter from the Torah, it's permitted from the Torah. Anunes or so, who are making it prohibitive of the Amshu Gzera, and we're letting everyone know this is a Gzera, it's a decree, Shol Yavam Chova, right? And so this way they won't come to the conclusion that it's obligatory in the sense of Yomer of mutter, right? And they'll say the chicken's permitted, and they shall sparsh kachaya, kachaya mutter. So they want to make sure people don't come to the erroneous conclusion, and they'll say that, oh, just like I see that chicken's permitted to have milk, right? And it's not clear from the Torah, so too chayak, because the Torah is not clear about that either. So to prevent that slippery slope, the and then they'll come think that really regular meat is permitted with milk, except for what the Torah specifically says about the A's, except for the goat. The Avachalomar also come along and say, Apasar is mutarachalapara. I'll say, no, maybe the meat of a goat is permitted with the milk of a cow or a kafsa, a kifsa, or like a lamb, shalonemar, el imo, because it only says to the mother, shemina, which is its species. And someone else will start to darshan down and say, no, it doesn't say even the mother, even the milk of a goat would be okay. That's not its mother because it limits it to the mother. Therefore, afilu, that's why they prohibited all milk and meat, even chicken. Because this is really not adding to the Torah, rather it is creating a guardian for the Torah and everything like this. Then it's Perek Beis. I'll continue with Perek Gimel next time.